The controller, working Flight 93, tries to contact the cockpit.
United 93, Cleveland, do you still hear the center?
I was afraid of that flight. I see this plane climbed up from his assigned altitude of 35,000 feet to 41,000 feet, turned around and aimed right back at where we were, and descended rapidly. And when a plane descends too fast, the computer can't keep up with it, and you get X's in the altitude box. So we knew he was aimed at us and descending very, very rapidly. At that point, I knew it was confirmed hijacking. I didn't know where they were going, what they were doing. I was worried that we were a target, that the center was a target. I remember looking at the ceiling and thinking, you know, here it comes.
We have all shuddered at the thought of what must have been going on in the cockpits of those hijacked airliners. It turns out the Cleveland controller working United Flight 93 at the time, along with supervisors, actually heard the sounds of the struggle in the cockpit.
I said, did you guys talk to him? He goes, yeah, we talked to him. I said, what did the pilot, he said, it wasn't the pilots. He said, it was the hijackers. I said, the hijackers? I said, are you telling me the hijackers were talking to you on the frequency? He said, the pilot opened up the mic before. He said, we heard it all. I said, what? He said, we heard them being killed. And